tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everyone, and welcome to the season finale recap of Total Divas.
It's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad, but we have so much information and fun stuff to talk about. So yep.
And we have champagne.
We do have champagne.
Remote!
Yay! Here's to that.
Cheers to
that, everybody. let me drink real quick.
We don't want that bad luck.
Nope. No. But you guys, guess what? Throughout the time that we are off, you can continue to do the hashtag ABTV Divas.
Total Divas.
Total Divas. That's so long. ABTV Total Divas to drop up some comments, some news, some gossip, and all that good stuff. And in the meantime, I am, and I'm always in the meantime, always, Kaori Takei. You can follow me at
How much champagne did you have before I got here?
I had one. I had one. And my body is like this. And right here, who dis? Who dat?
Who dis? This is at The Walking Dale on Instagram and Twitter. You can tweet me all till July. I guess we come back really soon.
So,
I can't
assume that is. So were you born The Walking Dale?
That's me. Yep. Birth certificate.
All right, nice.
I'm just glad you guys aren't mad that we started the champagne before you all got here.
I'm catching
you
up.
Know, we as soon as I saw Corey, we were popping it.
Yeah. You should.
And you all should tweet me all about champs and Total Divas and whatever other crazy reality shows you're going to watch in the meantime before July 7th. It's at Christy Reports. I'm Christy Olsen.
And I am Gabby Loren. What is up? Last episode this season. Aww. I'm kind of sad. And it looks like, yeah, it's going to be a 4-month wait period. But to me, that's a long time. It's gonna, it goes by fast, but I'm like, July? That's like midsummer, if you think about it.
It's going to go by so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got WrestleMania coming up. Gabby.
I'm so excited.
All right. So let's talk about our overall thoughts. Let's count this as one big old episode instead of two separate ones.
A grande episode.
Yeah. What'd you guys think overall as a season finale?
I loved it. The first one was a little bit wah-wah, a little too much back and forth with the boyfriend for me, but the second one was great. I'm just dying over this Bella's and the contract and are they going to come back and the...
I guess you gotta wait for
I've been on pins and needles all day, people, and apparently it will be till July 7th, so.
I guess that, you know, that kind of helps for WrestleMania because whether Nikki wins or not might be like, yeah. Oh, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So.
I like that they, you know, timing wise, she's been the champ for a few months on Raw. But I think it's cool that for the season finale, she's going out with a bang to win it. And that little heart-to-heart that her and Brie had was really nice at the end.
She actually just recently surpassed 100 days of being Divas champ.
Nice.
Isn't that crazy?
Congrats, Nikki.
Congratulations,
congratulations.
Another cheer.
Gabby, what do you think overall?
I like the both episodes. I think the first one was a little bit slower. And I noticed with Divas, they kind of cut to the chase real quick. It was like, Paige didn't like this guy, now all of a sudden they've been together a month.
Yeah, what the hell?
That was a bit of a jump.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just like, this is interesting. Nice to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was good. I liked it.
Do we know what the timeline was on that? Because like...
She said they'd been together for a month on camera.
So
and that
month.
Was like 4 months ago. I'm sure that they
okay.
did.
Yeah. I mean, right. We'll get to her, but let's get rid of the very... quick storyline that I guess we should talk about, which was probably for me the least interesting, was Natty's obsession with Grumpy Cat.
Random.
So over Natty and the cats and the whatever. Like, just so done with it.
She apparently has an easy time getting TJ a modeling contract, but she's going to have a hard time getting her kitties one. This is just really weird stuff going on.
Her cats are weird looking, so if that qualifies for getting a cat model contract.
They did get even weirder looking after her mom.
Those haircuts were horrible.
I mean...
Right, and I don't even know how cats are supposed to be shaved, but I knew that was wrong.
Yeah, it looked wrong.
Right?
I don't know anything either, but oof.
storylines like that bother me.
I think it was a setup or like just a silly...
Oh, I don't think that they brought the cat anywhere. I think a producer took a razor and shaved the cat. And that's really unfortunate.
And Natty's mom played along.
Natty wouldn't do that to her cats on purpose.
Maybe she didn't know and the mom was like, okay, do it, whatever. Like, the mom doesn't care.
I want my daughter to be a big reality TV star.
I mean, whatever you cat groomer would really do that, though. Mm-hmm.
But why wouldn't... Okay, just like...
That's just ridiculous.
Real pet talk. I would never send my dog to the groomers and not be like, here's the directions of what you tell them. Because if they could come out looking like a lion or whatever the hell haircut that was, I would definitely be specific.
My dog does look cute as a lion.
Oh, yeah?
You have the right pet for that, though.
Yeah, Pomeranian. Pommy mommy.
Her cat.
Do I have the only low-maintenance pet that just sheds?
Mine doesn't shed.
Yeah, mine doesn't shed.
Mm-hmm. I make sure
haircuts for Bobo.
So, it's funny because it reminded me that Grumpy Cat, once hosted Raw. Which was a trip.
Actually went better than you would suspect just hearing that. That a cat hosted a TV show. It went pretty well.
Yes.
I'm surprised.
And I've never seen anyone fangirl as much as Natty over Grumpy Cat.
God.
But go her.
I mean, TJ wears like a hoodie with cat ears on it. So I think he's a big fan too. He just keeps
he's a cat boy.
A lot of it is his gimmick at this point too, right?
Yeah.
But this storyline felt unresolved at the end because basically her mom comes with these messed up raised up cats.
It's a cliffhanger.
I mean,
will the hair grow back? Normal? Yes.
Literally.
And then, you know, the last thing we know is TJ's complaining to Natty about not really telling her mom to lay it off.
Yeah.
More importantly, because that was just like a little side thing.
Uh-huh.
More importantly, the two of them are back together. We spent two seasons or, you know, half seasons, whatever, of
wondering
them like...
WTF.
Yeah. And then suddenly they're just like, we're cool. Selfie. It's like, what? That's how you're going to wrap up this entire storyline? Just being like, we're cool.
Doesn't make me feel like the whole thing was a little fake.
Yeah,
it made me upset.
That was probably, out of all the whole season, it was probably the best one for me. I can't speak.
Least.
This stuff.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it as much as I like the other stuff.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the other stuff. Let's talk about the nitty gritty of Paige and Bradley. Okay. First of all, I want to say, why, if Paige doesn't want a relationship, why does she invite these two guys to a girls' weekend?
Well, she let us know.
Yeah. She didn't want a relationship. Yeah. That was for sure.
But he was there for one purpose and one purpose only.
Mm-hmm.
I'll answer this one. I think...
take it, Gabby.
She has the... Well, first I thought she had, like, daddy issues. Does she have a father? Because she only...
Yeah, not him on the phone about the cat. Yeah.
Oh, right.
He sounded rough.
You're right. But then I was like, no, she just had a really bad boyfriend because she explained that. But, you know, some girls, because they experience, like, really bad experiences with these guys that are just players and mean and whatever, cruel, they take it out on the next guy, and then they develop these habits that are just bad, and they don't even realize the habits that they're creating. So I think she's just a little bit damaged, and she needs to figure it out, which she did a better job, but she gave in right away. Mm-hmm. She was vulnerable. And I'm not all about this whole Bradley thing because this is your typical guy that, like, reels you in and tries to get you to, like, compromise your beliefs. And then he messes up, which he did in episode part two.
Actually, I have a picture of him because I want to know what you guys
think. Let's see this
boy. Cut to the jerk.
Cute picture of Bradley, the band musician. Somewhere. I guess we don't see it, but it's there.
It is up.
So it is up. What, did you guys think that he was a good match for Paige?
No, I just see her with like some big burly wrestler.
I
don't know.
Very first impression with the tats and he's a singer and all this stuff. I was like, oh, I could see the attraction. Works. Like that's
then
the kind
he,
of
but
guy.
But then he got all girly-fied.
Then he was totally way too yeah. And then the song that he wrote for, I don't know if you listened to the lyrics, but he's like, why are you playing hard to get? I love you.
Please
so much.
Say he made it up on the fly.
Yeah, well, it
wasn't like a real song.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It was so whacked up. I was like,
I did love the way she was talking to him at first. That first FaceTime conversation where she just shut him down so hard. She did not care that he cared. I'm like, this is the way all my girlfriends who complain about guys end upon end should be talking to these men that are treating them poorly.
They shouldn't be talking like, at all.
Yeah, I'm with you, girl.
And,
yeah.
But if you're going to take a page out of the page playbook and just treat him like crap. I was a little proud of her at first, but then, of course, she went completely the other way.
Or listen to him sing with her, your friends while he's in the shower.
Which was a really cute scene, by the way. I thought that was very adorable.
Oh,
the three of them, like,
Dale,
I don't know.
I'm never taking a shower in the same room.
Well,
I'm going to agree with Dale on this one. He was a really nice guy in that first part of the finale, and I felt bad for him because he was being treated poorly by Paige, and Paige was taking it out on him. But then, yeah, that next episode where, I mean, I don't know if you want to get right into
it,
but he was just, like, very, you know, shady about things. He didn't confront her with the fact that he was married at some point at 21, I guess. I don't know how old he is now, but still, that probably wasn't that long ago.
She said almost 30, so it's been a while, but still.
That's only a few years.
I felt like the 180 was pulled on both their ends completely because he became super... from emotional and really wanting her, almost being obsessed with her, to not really giving a crap about her.
He was playing a game, obviously, and once he won the game, he was like kind of over it.
He didn't want to talk in front of the cameras. Did you guys pick that up?
Maybe
he made
that's
a lot of comments like, this is not the time, I don't want to talk about this right now. Like, it was very like, I don't want to do this in front of the all of reality TV. Sure, I signed up to get my band some attention,
that's what
but
I
now
needed.
I don't really want to talk about my 21-year-old marriage.
But that was a trip, guys, when you saw, like, the mic and everything. They were like, should we continue?
That's the first time.
And Paige tried to talk it out with the producer.
Yeah.
Like, as the producer, well, like,
you know, awkward they felt.
It reminds you how close they get to this cast and crew.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because she was like, am I wrong here?
Did anyone else catch him ripping off the mic and then calling her the B word?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Because that was kind of a major shady moment for me on Bradley's part. And when he rips off that microphone, I turn it all the way up and I rolled it back a few times. He definitely says the B word to her.
Oh,
and I super, super majorly 100% did not appreciate that at all.
It's not
so that made me change my opinion on him a little bit.
Well, and I felt bad for her because it took her a while to open those walls and...
But
not really a while.
First of all,
one episode.
You corrected me. Thank you.
She had these walls up, and then to let them down that far, where she's like inviting him to live with her, and so like she was really showing her age, or at least her age in like relationship world at this particular moment. Because why would he? I mean, I didn't think he should. He was at least sort of the right of mind to be like, well, it's kind of early. You know, like, I don't know if I should move in. He should have said from the get-go, obviously, like, let's not do this mom thing. Like, that whole part was weird, but I understood where he was coming from in that particular instance.
That was, like, his way of getting her to be okay with, like, living together was by introducing the mom into the picture. But I think he should have just been honest, you know, and said right away, I am not comfortable with moving in with you. We've been dating for 4 weeks. It's a little soon.
Well,
that's all girls want to hear is the truth. We don't care as long as you're honest.
Thank you.
I feel like she should have picked up on his his nonverbal communication a little bit during that conversation.
I think that's just
he was like, hesitant beyond hesitant when she even just first mentioned it. And I was kind of surprised she didn't just be like, just kidding. Never mind. I don't really want to do that.
Well, like Dale said, I think it just shows just her maturity level when it comes to relationships. She either goes big or nothing
at all.
Like, super hot or super cold, and it just kind of bit her in the ass. I'm guessing they're not together anymore. Well, who knows?
I hope not.
I did feel bad for her because he seems kind of like a wuss.
Yeah.
And I haven't used the word wuss.
He has emotional problems, and that's obviously evident by both episodes.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Gabby has spoken.
I should have been a psychotherapist. Okay.
Real quick before we move on, let's talk real quick about Alicia Fox and
Rosa.
Yes, her. Because we're not going to see them all for a while, so let's say goodbye to them for now. They're really cute. Not really. Rosa's boobs are so distracting.
They're so far down.
That's all we have.
They're just so low. I just don't know why they're way down.
I think it can't be good for her back.
That's all they had. We had about her the entire two episodes.
That's true.
Her boobs.
And the waxing.
And the waxing, yes. And unfortunately, thank you for reminding me of that.
Yes.
But yeah, like, people running into her boobs and talking about her boobs. And she, like, oh, we had to pump these up before I got here. Like, just, it was literally her good boob bite.
But I do admire how, like, open she is with everyone, including the cameras.
Yeah.
I respect that. I mean, if it was me, I'd be like, oh, do you guys have a towel? Like, well, she's so open and I love it. It's like an inspiration.
She did ask for them and pay for them.
She did, but like, she just stripped down in front of the cameras and got naked so they could bikini wax her.
Gross.
I mean, think about it. Would you do that? I'd be very hesitant.
No, because I don't need attention that bad.
Nah. Somebody just throwing up.
Someone just threw up.
They started before we did.
Someone's waxing back there. Dear. Okay, let's talk real quick about Nikki Bella, particularly what she did to her brother, because her brother ended up sending this selfie, which we are also going to show.
Oh, yeah.
Are we really? Yeah.
Not gonna lie, that it looks hot.
Yeah, it was a good photo.
Yeah, I was like, I never realized over the course of these three seasons that he's
hilarious. I can't believe we have the photo.
Oh my gosh, there it is. Oh,
had to be done.
Praise the Lord.
You know, he had to sign off on that, so he's fine.
Yeah, he's
fine.
No,
I honestly don't even think he did. I bet you he just signed this contract in the beginning, and they got the picture, and they blurred it. Yeah, so, and he's probably looking at the TV, watching the episode back, and like, I'm gonna kill Nikki.
Do you guys think that Brie is in the right by completely siding with her brother and taking no culpability in this? Because I felt like it was kind of unfair that Nikki took all the heat.
Well, yeah, and you know what? It wasn't like she whipped it out. It wasn't like she saved this photo and whipped it out another time, pardon my phrasing, to show the cousins. They were all there when it happened.
Yeah.
And you were in shock. Of course you're going to be like, hey, oh my God, look what just happened.
Right.
At least it was cousins.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. He was being a big baby about this, I thought.
Yeah.
Like,
overreacting.
But Nikki,
But
Brie completely sided with that, too.
I think Brie just picks the opposite of whatever Nikki feels, like 80% of the time, just to a conflict or something.
I mean, she even went out of her way to teach Nikki a lesson by posting an embarrassing Insta collage, which we have also.
Hey, you were busy.
Insta collage.
It'll be there somewhere. But anyways.
Chrissy, could you maybe, I don't know, read us some of this poem?
I don't know if you guys were able to pause on your big screens or if you heard the divas actually reciting this, but I would like to read a little bit of Nikki Bella's Valentine's Day poem to John Cena, and I would like to preempt this by apologizing to Nikki Bella if my reading this makes John Cena fall in love with me.
He had a lot of money.
She writes, I hate how it feels when I am lonely, when my man is miles away. I just yearn for his arms. It's the safest place to stay. I miss his smile, those dimples when he laughs. I've never been happier or fallen in love so hard, so fast.
Oh, dear.
When he looks at me, it always takes my breath away. When I hear his voice, I feel his love thousands of miles away. He gives me strength more than he'll ever know. He makes me a better person. It shines so bright through my soul. Dressing up and going to dinners are just some of the fun things we do. He has become my wino in crime. Who would have ever knew? He's become an inspirator, a teacher, a lover, and a best friend.
Like
is that even a word? I never knew I could love someone so much. I believe he's my one true love till the end.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, this is like poetry right here.
My wino in crime, I think, is my favorite line out of
that. Big question. Do you guys think she really wrote that?
Yes.
If not, you're ridiculous for signing off on my night.
Yeah.
And the construction paper and like the punched out carrot. I mean,
it's pretty cute. If you're on the receiving end of it and it's like Valentine's or your anniversary or something. I mean, it was a cute with a collage. That's cute. Mm-hmm. It's not meant for national television. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I would hate to have people critique my greeting cards that I send my family.
I do feel like she got overly too embarrassed for it, for what it was. Because everyone does cheesy stuff for their significant other.
But when you're putting a persona, she does so much work to be this, like, badass bee and have her sister put this thing out that's like, it's like, I don't know. I thought it was kind of like bad on Bree's part to be so, like, childish. Social media.
I couldn't believe she did it. Yeah.
It was like, I'm going to prove a point for my brother because I'm completely siding with my brother.
First of all, two wrongs never make a right, Bree.
Come on, Bree.
That's a sister-like thing. They were just at it.
Yep.
So,
and she was like, oh, you're wronging my brother, so I'm going to wrong my sister?
Isn't that makes no sense.
And then she was saying about how I want us to just all be together and feel the same, and yeah, it was just very, like...
It was super childish.
It was. What she did. I wholeheartedly agree. And
well, we have to find out what they're going to do in the next season, because Nikki said payback's a biatch. Like, I'm going to get you too.
Yes. There's so much with the Bellas going on. Probably next season we'll find out, but we'll talk about that after we talk about Eva Marie. Because we didn't see her in the first half of this 2-hour finale. Mm-hmm. We saw her in the second half with Jonathan, who I think has new teeth, by the way, because he's been talking funny this whole second half of the season. I actually was researching it. Oh, I'm teeth obsessed.
With that he quadrupled their salary and he bought himself some new teeth.
I know, they kept talking about how much money they're making. And basically, Eva Marie wants to have a new like hair extension line.
Which makes sense,
but she pretty much has to run everything through WWE because that's her bread and butter.
And you can't do a photo shoot when they own your image, essentially. Yeah. I'm surprised as her husbander, he wasn't aware. He thought they could just go on the side.
I think he doesn't care.
It looks like that's what they've been doing the whole time, though, because she works for Shreds. She works. Mm. She has like all these different endorsements.
And I've been wondering about her website. It's like evamarieworld.com. I was wondering if WWE owns part of that or if that's all just her. Do they own the name? Do they, like, what?
I don't know, they're
legally all up in all of
it. Even on Instagram, she's actually following, or she's actually posts a lot of, like, cooking things or, you know, fitness stuff. Like, she's really interesting to follow on Instagram because of all the things that she endorses. But I was shocked that Jonathan was like this, and I'm wondering if that's going to cause a rift. Because that's what it seems like they're trying to make it look like.
Yeah.
She was right, though. I mean, he was talking down to her in a way that you either have to be one or the other. I don't know how you're a husband, especially as a husband. Like, a mommy-ger or a daddy-ger, it's like you grew up with them yelling at you or telling you how to live.
Right.
So you have that kind of relationship already. But with a husband or a wife even, it's like, I don't, you're crossing a lot of lines and being very demanding about, I don't know, it just seems like you're putting your relationship at jeopardy to make quadruple your pay.
Well, yeah, because in all honesty, that is how a manager would talk. That is how a manager would run things on a set and keep things in time and maybe tell the makeup artist when they're not on time or the look isn't right or whatever.
I think it's a lot too
when that is your, but when that is your husband, it's a whole different thing.
I think he was even then a little too harsh. I think he kind of took advantage that it was his wife and her friends, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, he made the makeup artist cry. Like, honey, when did that happen?
We love you, Honey Bee Aileen. Please come do our makeup for an after show sometime. You're a genius.
She is.
Why would you check right before the... I mean, like...
You're shrinking.
I know. The alcohol is weighing me down. Why would he be dealing with it, like, right before they shoot anyways? Like, he didn't notice that it was not going, you know?
Because
it wasn't dramatic makeup before that? I don't know. It seemed weird to me.
I mean, they were switching looks, right?
Yeah, they're switching looks. They're switching
looks. He was probably on the phone making deals, y'all.
Right.
Yeah.
With his MBA and his law degree.
Yeah, I mean, considering that Eva Marie pretty much is kind of being the one that's paying the bills. That's what my perspective. I'm not sure if that's really what's happening.
I don't know, but I would presume so.
Yeah, he needs to be treating them. I don't know if she's even going to keep him as her husbander because after everything that's happening.
Well, or keep her as her husband? I mean, this is sort of the third blow-up we've seen between them. And I think they're a great couple, and I do think that they are good for each other. But, you know, they weren't together for a very long time before they got married, and he's starting to get over the whole Eva thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
he's telling her,
Eva bomb.
You're dropping these Eva bombs. Mm-hmm. Like, it sort of feels like the honeymoon period has worn off a little bit.
But
right?
I will say that I did side with him a little bit when he did bring up the pregnancy thing where he's like, first you want kids,
then
you don't, you know? So there's definitely a lot of issues that I think they need to work out.
But that's why you don't have your husband as your manager, because you're emotionally involved and you bring up baggage from your relationship into the business aspect.
God, right? That's exactly what happened. Kardashians.
Lord.
Yeah, I think they're very businessy, though.
Yeah, they are, but I could see where they get in their riffs and fights.
Mm-hmm. Well, if Jonathan could secure Eva a $100 million deal, I think she'd probably be okay with him yelling at her makeup artist a little bit.
I don't even think that the WWE would be against her having a hairline anyway, because that helps them, right?
Mm-hmm. It just depends.
Yeah, I guess.
If they think the hairline is in alignment with how they want her to be perceived,
right,
then yes. But there's too many unknown factors with that it's like, if it's too sexy or too something.
Because that's their thing, right? I feel like they want to control the image and make sure it's not what they don't
want. That's true, because they wanted it to run through them. But
it's not just that they want to make sure they're making the money
or
whatever.
I just feel like nothing's too sexy for Eva Marie. She can just go out there and just, it would be her.
Yeah.
And just to be honest, about her. It looks like they have a WWE representative with them at all their shoots. Because when I worked with her in the Oscars, they had a WWE representative from LA.
Oh, there you go.
A little inside.
I don't know if he's going to be like shown on camera, but they have him there.
Yeah. Is it Brian?
Brian what?
Brian.
Oh, let's talk about this later. Let's talk about the Bella contract, because that's a big deal. Because
someone tell me something that lets me know this is just a fake reality TV storyline, because I don't want to see them go.
There are two Bellas, so let's talk about them separately.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so let's first talk about Nikki, because she got a taste of acting. She went to Extra. That thing was totally rigged, by the way.
Tell us your insider scoop, girl.
There's not much insider scoop, but it was like, oh, come on. Like, this is not what...
Wait, you work at Extra, Kyori.
I do work at Extra.
So was she at Extra that day?
She was at Extra that day, but it was shot not even, like, a month ago, which confuses
me. And she was not there to become the new star anchor of Extra. Please tell me.
I wasn't in the meeting. Corey, tell me Nikki Bella's
not going to be the next anchor of Extra.
In my capacity, I think she was there to have the producers of Total Divas shoot her walking into the studios and walking out of the studios, because that's all basically we saw. But I don't know what happened.
And that's what they asked. What was it, an agreement so you can make a plug or something for
probably
the network?
Yeah, that's true, because they did say Extra, but you know.
TV.
That's how it works.
You guys.
So Nikki has a lot of opportunities. She even talks to a casting agent, and they're saying the big problem is that your schedule.
You gotta be
really
crazy. So Nikki now talks to John Cena, and this has been kind of going viral. With John Cena's advice is, there's something more to you than this, basically.
He gave such good advice.
He basically said WWE is not your end goal,
mm-hmm,
and you should go do something different.
I was impressed with his response.
Me too.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
He's the kind of boyfriend that I feel like would be totally cool with her being the bigger star. I feel like he would want her to go and be the female The Rock, the first female WWE diva to go and create an acting career and have a career in entertainment after she leaves.
I will say,
any of them have done that. And I think he wants to. He wants to be that guy who's like, yeah, that's my girl.
I don't want to be an asshole, but I did scoff every time she said she wanted to be the female Rock.
I would have scoffed if The Rock would have said that when he was in the midst of his WWE career. I think if he had said, I'm going to be a $100 million actor, you know.
He was
what I mean?
Always really good on camera and in like backstage.
Even in his promos, he's always been good.
Yeah, she and Brie can both struggle a little bit when it comes to the
and
backstage.
On the mic,
like,
yeah. Hey, so you guys don't see either one of them having a huge acting career?
I mean, I could see her as a host. I think that she could be something like an Extra or an E or whatever. I think it could be in her future because she has a great look and she has a fan base. A lot of times
that's all you really need
to get your foot in the door.
Yes. I'll speak on experience.
It is true.
Being in the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way the industry is going. So I don't know that she... I think it's very unlikely that she will leave to do those things, because look at John Cena, probably arguably one of the most busiest guys in the business. Still had time to film two really large films this year, that are coming out this year, and is still there, you know, one of their top guys. So would Nikki have to leave? Yeah, she'd have to leave to do a daily show kind of thing, probably. But
I feel like they contact WWE for John Cena, but I don't know if they're contacting Nikki at WWE. I feel like she's looking outside to find what opportunities she could fit in with.
Yeah.
And the thing
is, John Cena just being wanted.
And the thing is, she is currently at the height of her WWE career, being the Divas champ and everything. So I don't know how believable it would be for her to leave. It would take a lot of guts and kudos to her to leave at this particular moment. And I guess we'll see what happens.
And we also don't know when their current 3-year contracts are up. They said it's soon, but they
don't know. I Googled.
It could still be a year away.
When did they come back is the question.
July 7th on Total Divas.
No, I mean, like, when did they come back to WWE from their stint? That
it was sometime in 2013. I feel like it was spring 2012, wasn't it? Oh, see, now I'm wrong already.
Yeah, I think it was 2012.
Was it in the spring, winter, summer, fall?
I think it was closer to the spring.
Okay, because, so maybe we'll find out during WrestleMania.
Because they came back and one had, like, big old badunks. I was like, whoa, now we can definitely do
that. That was my other thought. I was like, maybe they just want to get some more plastic surgery.
No, and they're squeezing they're squeezing a whole other season of Total Divas because they've already been shooting Total Divas.
And as far, I mean, this is going into news and gossip, as far as we know, everyone so far is coming back.
Yeah, they have many announcements, which last season, or whatever, half season, they said, as it ended, who was going to be joining and leaving. So maybe everybody's staying.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, I think Brie could go at any time. Like, I do think, like, I mean, the only caveat to both of these is that Cena and Daniel Bryan are both on the road and big stars. So unless you do get pregnant, why would you leave where you can spend your time with your husband on the road? Because otherwise, you're not going to see him.
Well,
that
I think it's, husband aside, she just wants to have a baby and take care of that baby. You know?
I agree, because she could still join him on the road with the baby if she really wants.
Yeah, she clearly has huge baby fever, and she's invited that friend over for lunch with when she had lunch with Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of felt bad for Nikki at that part too, because Nikki obviously gave up that dream.
I mean, something's going to happen within 3 years.
Yes.
Because they cannot go 3 years and she's going to be 35 without a kid. Like, she's going to need
she could,
a kid before
that. But she could also just sign, and then having the baby just gets you out of it. Like, I kind of thought on Brie's end, why wouldn't she just sign the contract, get the money, make sure she's under contract with WWE, and then just get pregnant whenever she wants or whatever actually happens.
Like,
and keep working until then. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to send you into a major match when you're pregnant, obviously.
I think so. Yeah. And I will say this. I think that when they were both talking to Mark Carano about possibly, or their not renewing this contract, Brie was more adamant, like, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm ready to have a baby.
I'll be surprised if Nikki leaves in the near future.
But then I'll be super sad if Nikki leaves.
But I wouldn't be so surprised if Brie left.
You know why it also surprises me if Nikki leaves? Because she's dating John Cena, who's, like, the superstar over there.
Yeah.
So if she's gone and she's pursuing entertainment and he's on the road and they never see each other, where does that leave their relationship?
They make it work.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they have the money.
Well, she's going to be around those celebrities now, so maybe they'll want the baby. That's what I've been trying to say this whole time.
I mean, I just feel like Nikki's not...
Unless John Cena's changed
She's just super obsessed with John Cena in a loving way.
Yeah. She is, but, like,
anywhere.
You're in Hollywood now, like... I mean, that's the industry. They get a co-star, and then they wind up hooking up instead. Hello, Angelina, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, but that stuff usually stems from, like, what can the guy do for me? And, like, he's rich, and he can help along my career.
Yeah,
John Cena has done a lot for her career already.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
There's that, the kids thing,
Oh, that just annoys the crap out of me. I can't. Like, you work so hard, and they've worked so hard their entire lives for this, and this is what they always wanted to do, and she finally has the title, and they're finally
at the top of their
career.
But then she's going to be an actress now.
And they're just
going to
go do something that any woman can do.
That's the thing that kills me, is the John Cena and Nikki thing, is when a woman gives up her dreams to love a man.
Yeah.
And I hope that, you know, they develop this problem in the next season. Because it's a thing. Like, I don't think she's like, I don't want any kids anymore. I think she's just like, it's worth the sacrifice. Which is, you know, it's tough. Mm-hmm. So.
Aww.
Yes. Anything else to talk? We saw AJ Lee, which I was really happy to see her.
Oh, yeah.
And you know she hates that they are using her on Total Divas. She sat there and talked at the little announcer podium and whatever. And they use her music to intro into the next scene. Like, you know she loves that. She wants nothing to do with reality TV or Total Divas. And the fact that whatever WWE contract she has means that they can use that. You just know she was just steaming over
it. She probably doesn't even watch it.
No, but she knows. She knows. She knows. That'll be the next lawsuit, maybe.
No. Anything else you guys want to talk about before Total Divas goes?
Just don't leave us, Nikki. No, but I can't wait to be on next season.
Totally. Totally, with more champagne. All right, so let's talk about our lonely news and gossip, because we have one and only one. And I put more pictures, but I forgot to point them out. The news is, and we've been talking about it, is that they return July 7th,
yay,
which is very soon.
Yeah.
Already shooting.
And as far as I read, so far there's no announcements that anyone is leaving. So,
if you had to pick someone to go, who would you pick?
Rosa?
Yes.
I mean, 100%. She's great. She's a sweet girl, but there's nothing going with her. As much as Natty is kind of lackluster,
she's a very different type of character. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't see Natty leaving.
Yeah. I definitely don't see Eva leaving.
Rosa just doesn't bring anything for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Natty's still a little boring, but yeah, we learn about the WWE and their lives through her and TJ's relationship.
So you agree with Rosa?
I'm okay with it. Yeah.
How about you
get rid of Rosa? I think Rosa. I mean, I know Eva and Ariana are going to be on next season. That's a definite. They were filming them when I was there.
Oh, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they are already filming.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've been filming for next season already. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I could lose Ariana, too.
I could lose Ariana.
Yeah.
Really? Over Rosa?
I'd rather see Eva Marie in every episode than see Rosa or Ariana.
Rosa is so okay to do whatever that she makes good television. So I don't know if they would get rid of her. Whereas Ariana is just kind of like rude all the time.
I can totally do without watching someone's cooch get waxed.
that was just like a character blur that they did at the before the music thing. Man, whatever.
And Ariana, I can see them having the development of her possible engagement to wedding.
Wait a second.
Yes.
With Vinny.
When did that... Did we see that?
Well, there was no conclusion to that.
There was no conclusion
whatsoever for the Ariana and Vinny possibly walking down the aisle or possibly getting engaged.
But he got permission. The boyfriend got permission from Ariana's father.
Yeah. But we've seen so many engagements and weddings and stuff on this show. That was like the whole first two seasons where people getting engaged and getting married. And I've kind of seen enough of it. So
really? I think they're so pretty. It makes me cry.
I like Vinny more than I like Ariana.
Yeah.
he's
good. Yeah,
he's great.
That up too.
He's that bull in the china shop.
Yes, he is. That is exactly it.
All right, let's talk about some predictions for season 4 or 5.
Season 4, it'll be.
Yeah, there it is. I was like, where is the lights to tell us that this is happening?
Can you believe we're that far in already? 3 seasons are done. We're going to be on the 4th season.
I know. In just 4 months. I think they're definitely going to talk about what's happening leading to the WrestleMania that is going to be happening in a couple of weeks.
Something that's been happening on social media is hashtag Give Divas a Chance.
Yes.
Which has been a great... I mean, if you don't watch wrestling, you just watch this show. Raw is 3 hours, and very often they don't give the women enough of a storyline or enough of match time to really equate anywhere near the guys, obviously, but even really quantify as being a valid segment on Raw. It's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, people call it the bathroom break.
Yeah, which is rude. Aww. But yes, it is a true thing. But so hashtag Give Divas a Chance was trending for like 3 or 4 days.
Thanks to AJ.
And well, that did help.
And really?
Even Vince McMahon tweeted it, and he was like, we hear you, and just keep watching. So WrestleMania will be kind of that moment. If
I think so.
If it doesn't happen there, I don't know. But it'll be, I hope that they work that into Total Divas in some way, because it is such a pivotal part of what's happening in WWE.
I think that it's making strides too. I think in a couple pay-per-views ago, there were actually 2 diva matches. I forget.
Yeah. I think they had a tag and a...
Yeah. So, I mean, the Divas are definitely going up there, the Divas division, and I'm happy to see that. I know some people, I've seen some mean comments, and it's like, come on, why not?
Well, wrestling has a lot of old, traditional people.
Don't be a troll. Don't be a troll. Get out of that bridge.
Yeah, it does seem silly. Yeah.
I want to see them give the time to the Divas who deserve it. I want to see Trinity and Foxy out there really throwing down with Natty and AJ Lee and Paige. I mean, Brie can go have her babies because no one will really miss her that much in the ring. We like you on Total Divas, but in the ring, wah-wah.
I think my prediction is she'll
go have her babies. Nikki will continue to kick butt. And I really hope that we see more of Alicia Fox's love life in the next season.
You're saying you want to see more Wade Barrett? Because I don't mind.
Well, if she doesn't... I feel like she's going to pick up another one.
Yeah, another
one. She'll pick up another superstar.
Which
that we're going to want to hear the
juicy
info about. Ooh. Who can we see Alicia Fox with?
The other Uso? I'm just kidding.
What?
Oh, he's married.
I know he is. Just kidding. But that would have been really cute.
That would be cute.
Ariana, Alicia, Dave.
All of them, yeah.
How about Swagger? No, I'm totally kidding.
Oh, boy.
Long Island Ice
really
Z.
Needs to get some color.
Oh, man. Any other big predictions you guys want to mention?
Oh, Nikki, just stick with it, please.
Yeah, come on, Nikki.
Yeah.
You can do this. You can do this.
Yeah. Don't
we also want to see the NXT Divas rise, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course.
Any of the NXT Divas you guys would prefer to see on Total Divas?
I love Total Divas.
It would be fun. It would be fun to document that rise from going from NXT to WWE.
You know what?
Right?
That's true. And I would love to see Charlotte make it onto the roster, but as a Total Divas show, I'd probably be more intrigued by Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks.
That's right?
Yeah. I want to know what she's about. Mm-hmm. And we already know what Charlotte's about. Just good wrestling.
She's fierce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, though. I like putting a newbie in there.
That's a good idea. I hope they're listening. Think about it.
Well, and I think they're kind of at the point where they're just shooting all of them. They're like, everybody get together. Everyone let us know if you have something major going on in your life. We'll shoot that. Like, and they're just going to pick whoever has the juiciest stuff
going
on.
It's like, nothing's major going on in your life. Well, TJ and Natty, you guys break up for a little bit. Okay, that's what we're going to do right here.
I hope that the whole JoJo thing doesn't steer them away from using an NXT person, because I agree with you guys. I think it would be interesting. Mm-hmm. Like a seasoned NXT.
Yeah. Well, JoJo's now announcing. I don't even think she's really trying to wrestle, right? Mm-hmm.
So. Just announcing, as far as I know.
She's a good singer, though. She can get a record album, record label going on.
Lillian Garcia, same thing. Good singer, good announcer.
Lillian.
Has an album
She's
or
great.
Two.
She has an album.
Lillian is an amazing singer.
It's like in his car.
I got tweeted by Paul Heyman. I spoke to Lillian on Raw last week, I tweeted him and I said, you cannot speak to Lillian like that. And he said, I already did, so you should have said I shouldn't speak to her that way.
Nice.
And I said, you're right, Paul Heyman. Make me a Paul Heyman girl and give me Renee Young's
job. You know what? I'm going to step on that.
Did you actually say that?
I don't have enough characters in 140.
You know what? I'm going to respond to that. I got tweeted by Yoshitatsu, who's no longer with us.
That's funny. He broke his neck.
I said, oh my God. Yeah. I said happy birthday, and he said arigato. That's what happened.
He had his neck broken in a match.
Whoa.
Oh,
that's
like
a shame.
3 or 4 months ago.
I'm glad he's alive.
Yeah.
Because neck breaking is,
dang,
is a real thing.
Yes.
So
we are getting real wrestling.
I know,
we're
just,
up in here.
We're just
like
lagging because we don't want this to end. But let's face it, it is the end of this season. And so we are not going to be hanging out with Champagne until July 7th-ish around that time, or WrestleMania. But in the meantime, you guys continue to send us some comments and questions and rumors and gossip, hashtag ABTV Total Divas. And you can also follow us throughout. Where at, everybody?
Gabrielle_Loren on Twitter and GabbyLO87 on IG.
Yeah. And two things, actually. I'm going to RAW in a couple weeks. Tweet me and let me know what you think I should put on my sign.
Me too. I'm going to RAW.
I'm struggling with it.
Cute.
I know.
Me too.
I know. And also, whenever the Total Divas, whenever the girls come to LA, I always interview them on the red carpet. I have lots of exclusive WWE interviews on my YouTube channel. It's at Christy Reports on all social media. And I just have really, really enjoyed connecting with the WWE fans through this after show. So please don't stop doing it just because this is over. Please.
Don't
I love stop
doing it.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TheWalkingDale. We interviewed Paige 2 weeks ago now on my show. You can find it on Nerdist, The Wrestling Compadres. And yeah, hit me up. I mean, we'll be back soon enough.
We will.
Me at WrestleMania. I'll be next to Curie.
Yes! You will be next to me. Drinking champagne or shots of whiskey or something.
Man, all of the above.
I want to get him to Dale Mo. And you can find me at KAORIOUS on Instagram as well as Twitter. The whole entire AfterBuzz team, we have over 60 shows, probably 100 now or more.
Over 90 shows.
Like, my goodness.
Yeah.
At AfterBuzz TV.
Only half of them are wrestling related.
I know, right? And subscribe, rate, comment, keep that conversation going. Hashtag ABTV Total Divas. And we'll catch you guys very, very soon in about 4 months.
Yay!
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.